ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to the program Bridge. We are looking at the supplications of Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn al-Sajjad in Al-Sahifa al-Sajjadiyya. We're trying to see what led to the massacre of Karbala through the words of Imam Sajjad in his du'as and supplications in Sahih al-Sajjadiyya. As we said previously, we can see through the Sahih itself, we can see that Imam Ali mentioned a few things, but it's up to me and you to decipher these words that he said. So in supplication number 49, where the Imam tries to supplicate to Allah to repel enemy's trickery and the enemy's harm, he mentions some of that. So the verse we start looking at, verse 16, where he says, فَكَمْ مِنْ عَدُوٍ إِمْتَضَى عَلَيَّ سَيْفَ عَدَاوَةً. And how many of the enemies have unsheathed their swords of animosity towards me? We ask the question, why were people eager to kill the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam? We do understand that Imam al-Husayn alayhi as-salam, the grandson of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he himself, he held a political view, and his political view was based on justice, equality, and the preservation of social principles of Islam. Having said that, during his time, the political landscape of the Arabian Peninsula was categorized by oppression, tyranny, disregard for the right of the common people. Imam Hussein's view and actions were seen as a direct challenge to the existence or the existing and just political system, which was dominated by the Umayyad Khilafat by Yazid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curse him. So having said that, the Imam alayhi salam, he believed in establishment of equitable society based on teachings of Islam, where the rights of all citizens were respected and upheld. This did not go very well for Yazid, and therefore he tried to suppress the revolution of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Before we continue, let us take a short break and then we come back.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
Rabbana. Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program A Bridge. So we were saying that the Imam alayhi salam in supplication number 49, he was trying to explain to us why were people eager to kill them. So we said the political view of Imam Hussein collided with the political view of Yazid. Imam Hussein wants to seek justice and equity for people. Yazid wanted the opposite, oppression, and he tried to make his way go. Now, why people did not support Imam al-Hussein, even though he was trying to fight for their rights? That's the question we're trying to bring here. So there are a number of answers that we can look at, and each answer obviously requires a lengthy number of episodes to discuss. But obviously we're going to keep it short and rely on your understanding. One of the reasons was the fear of retaliation from Yazid himself. Now, when it comes to that, most people did not support Imam Hussein because they thought, well, Yazid is powerful, he has armies, and we can lose our land, we can lose our property, we can even lose our lives. We could be imprisoned, and so everything will go away. So a lot of people who are inclined to move towards the materialistic world, towards the dunya, they said, well, Imam Hussein, well, he has to do his own thing by himself. We don't have to get involved. So for that fear of retaliation from Yazid, they stopped. And we can see that very clear in the event of Muslim ibn Aqil when he came to Kufa. When he came to Kufa, there were thousands of people behind him. And once the propaganda of Yazid started to work and they spread the rumors that a massive army is coming from Sham, Muslim ibn Aqil turns around and there's only few people behind him, the thousand dispersed, because they were so scared of the retaliation of Yazid, even though, in fact, there was no army coming. So that's one of the reasons people had to go and at least, let's say, not support Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in his movement or into the way he was trying to establish a society, because fear of losing one life or one property, always one of the tools of shaitan to divert people from the true path. Let's take a short break and then we come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. So one of the reasons was fear that made people go against Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and become enemies to him. Like Imam Sajjad said, many of them took the swords against us. Another reason is the lack of understanding of the significance of Imam al-Hussein's struggle himself. Because people themselves, first and foremost, they did not understand who Imam al-Hussein was. To most people, he was just a man, or to say the least, he was a grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that's it. The only thing he has special is the fact that his mother is Fatima, his father is Ali, his grandfather is a prophet. That's it. It doesn't mean he's infallible. It doesn't mean he's, you know, a guide, appointed divine leader. It doesn't mean anything. So what obligation do I have towards another man because of his descendant of the Prophet? It doesn't mean anything. Allah says, Akramakum indallah taqakum, the best of you is the one who is more pious. So why should I have anything to do with Imam Hussein? This understanding of the Imam in that simple manner is a lot why a lot of people did not fight with him or support him. Because they did not understand who Imam Hussein was. If people understood Imam al-Hussein the way he should be understood, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to be understood, and the Quran wants him to be understood, and the Prophet wants him to be understood, then everyone would refer to Imam al-Hussein. Knowing that he is the master of their time, he is the Imam of the time, his obedience is obligatory upon every single human being on that time, and giving their life is worth nothing compared to him, or to compare to a drop of blood of his own, then everyone would have fought with him. But because they didn't understand that, they thought he was just a normal human being like them. That divine aspect, that imama, did not mean anything to them. And for that, a lot of people do not support him. So whether it is fear or lack of understanding of Imam Hussein alayhi salam himself, led to people taking their swords to fight him. Inshallah, we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد